What we're going to talk about today is exposure and stigma, and these are recent cases. We've picked three cases to talk about to illustrate what's going on in that area. These are the big three that we'll talk about. I'll try to do about 10 minutes on each one, give you the high points. A couple of them are Supreme Court cases from 2014. That last one on the bottom is a Court of Appeals case from San Antonio from 2015, but it's on its way to becoming a Supreme Court case, so we can kind of keep attuned on that because it'll be coming around the bend sooner than later. So we'll talk about Gilbert Wheeler versus Enbridge Pipelines first. And this case really sort of dove into that really, I mean, in my practice, this was a headache that we ran into all the time. This whole thing about how to decide whether your property injury, the damage to real property, is a temporary damage or a permanent damage. And by the way, all three of these cases deal with injury to real property. That's the common theme here. So Gilbert Wheeler sort of dove into this temporary versus permanent thing. And we all know probably what the traditional distinction that has been made that you typically would start with as step one, and that is if it's a temporary injury, the measure of damages for a temporary injury would be this cost of restoration. How much does it cost to fix this thing? You caused a problem, I got to go spend money to fix it. What's that going to be? And that would be your measure of damages. But if it was a permanent injury to the property, then there would be a different measure of damages, and that's this whole diminished value, diminution in value, the word that's always misspelled by everybody, diminution, they always do that, but it's diminution in value, the diminished value in the property. So this is where Gilbert Wheeler starts. So let me just give you the fact setting before we dive into the legal thing.